Hey, hey, hey! What do you say? Get up and dance! Time to connect the dots. The dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. That's right. This is BBS Radio. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. Hey, you got it, buddy. Or you got it, girl. Whatever you want to identify as the proper word. Just believe I said it. Okay, there again, like, what happened this week? I got to talk about what happened. I mean, there's just, how can I not talk about it? I mean, it's part of life that's manifesting, going along the route. Hey, the queen died, you know? Some people say she was dead already. They just waited to that certain point in time to make the announcement. And, you know, most people have a lot of nice things to say about her. However, I came across some information over in Ireland. They were at some football matches, which means soccer to us Americans. And they were chanting something negative against Lizzie. They were glad she kicked the bucket. So, I mean, hey, you can't please everyone, whatever. And, of course, on the news, there was the turnover of power to King Charles III. He used to be the prince. Now he's King Charles III. Whoop-dee-doo. People are posting, hey, I'm on Twitter. Tom Edison Prez is my hashtag. I have important things to say. If you're interested in important things, follow me on Twitter. You can interact, too. Somebody interacts with me, I'll say something, and we'll get a conversation going for a little bit there. But I don't dilly-dally in nonsense. You know, I try to say things important. Because it's important to say things important. How about that? Can you say important twice in the same sentence? Well, I bet you can. And I know I can. And there's some divided opinions is what's going on. People are posting that the new king of England... He's a new world order puppet. They have videos of him talking the official agenda of the new world order. And what are we going to say? We'll see what happens with that one. It's going to play itself out. And hey, if you're in my time zone, which is the Eastern time zone of the USA, it's already 9/11. How can we forget that day? They won't let us forget it. Of all the things said and investigated, nobody really brings up the multidimensional aspects of the situation. So I'm going to just talk about a minute here that the buildings were brought down with multi-dimensional weapons. And they're using frequencies and the kind that can pulverize atoms. And they cascaded it down. Of course, they had the explosives in there to make it look like it was just demolition. And of course, for the idiots, they had everything else under the sun happening. That was part of the equation, and if you happen to be searching through my videos on YouTube, you'll find, I think it's on my video, Ain't No Justice, you'll catch a couple seconds of the three buildings, the geometric buildings, right around where the trade centers were. And that's the giveaway. I say that they were using multi-dimensional energy weapons to bring that those buildings down. There's a building with a half dome on it. And all three of these buildings got the same building blocks made from the same Lego set. If you take notice the shape of the buildings, they're all pretty much the same height, a little different. And like I said, one of them has a half dome on the top. The other one has a pyramid. And the other one has a step pyramid. All shapes that can be used to project energy, invisible energy. And so the energies were triangulated onto the buildings. And that's how they really were brought down. If you gain an understanding of the importance of shapes, of the shapes being able to project energies and radiate energies, you can understand what I just said. If not, well, you need to get an education on the important aspects of shapes. And while we're talking on shapes, hey, this is an educational show. And I got a little more education for everybody here. But before, just to remind everybody, it's also a call-in. This is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. You know, if you have something really important to say, call in. Or you want to comment on what I'm presently talking about, call in. Don't worry. you know, I'll give you room to freely speak. But anyhow, regardless of that, let's just move on with the shapes. You know, I've got this book out there called Connect the Dots Theory. I talk about it every now and then, but, you know, that's where I got the name for the show, Connect the Dots, out of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's not a theory. It's a collection of information that talks about many, many things, exposes a lot of truth. It has philosophy in it, but it also talks about the shapes and the importance of the shapes, and it gives some true stories related to it. And I discovered, you know, this is how it works in the world. You seek the truth, and you find it. I was at this event watching somebody who was giving a lecture on the time travel project, the Montauk project, in which they brought back two of the survivors who jumped ship back in 1943, you know, the Philadelphia experiment. Well, 40 years later to the date was an opportune time to bring those guys out of lost in space, or lost in time, you could say. And literally, we're talking here. The people had trained on the project for years, even decades, to get ready for this moment. And they brought two of the guys back. And it was revealed in the information that I picked up on the in the lecture I was attending that the shape of the device that was planted on the boat in Philadelphia Harbor in 1943 was in the shape of a pyramid, because through pyramids you can direct tremendous amounts of energy. In fact, it was so much energy coming out of that pyramid that when they turned on the juice to accentuate the energy, pyramids naturally give off energy and receive energy all the time. It's the magic of the shape. They're connected with the universe, and the universe is connected, which is for easy comprehension, the five platonic solids. And along with the five platonic solids, you know, we've got the icosahedron. And I've said it before, but just for you people, we all know what the pyramid looks like in Egypt, right? The pyramid. Well, science has proven that a pyramid facing up automatically forms a pyramid below it of energy, which gives you a pyramid on top of an upside-down pyramid, gives you an icosahedron, you know, an eight-sided figure. And I believe I said the word correctly. This is how it happened. I was at that lecture, and I met some people. And I went to another lecture to follow up to that, where I talked to this person, and let me see how this played out. It played out like this, really. Somebody left a book in a room. I was renting to somebody. They beat me for the last month's rent. And you know how people are. They left a book, how to clean the apartment to get it ready for somebody else to rent to. And this was back in the 90s. So there was a book there. And in the book, it had a lot of information about pyramids. So anyhow, after the lecture I also went to was in the late 90s. So after I went to the first lecture from the guy with the Montauk Project, I met some people there, and they told me, go to this person's lecture, which was a week or two later. And I decided that I was going to bring the book that had the information about pyramids in it. And then I was, I explained it to somebody else too. And anyhow, somebody gave me a book lended me a book about pyramids. And between the two books, I figured out that, let me do a test to see if this is true or not. And sure enough, I made myself a pyramid out of cardboard. Tried to get as close as I could to the Great Pyramid, because I was advised to do that. And I put a banana under it to see what happened. And sure enough, banana would not go rotten. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe a month, it started to shrivel up a little. Perhaps that's why when they've taken bodies, mummified bodies out of the pyramid, it was the pyramid shape that actually mummified the body. And but nobody ever looks into that. So anyhow, that's a fact, and you can run that experiment yourself. You know, try to find out the angle of the Great Pyramid, cut out four triangles of equal size. That when put together, give you that slope of the 51 degrees, 51 minutes, might be 14 seconds, whatever. You have to look that up and find out, and then make it big enough so you can stick a banana under it, and you'll get the same results. And that's proof that the shape automatically brings in energies that affect matter. And I've told this story before. Of course, these stories are in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, Why You Should Get It. I still claim anybody who gets a copy of that book, whether it's the e-book or the actual book, you'll be able to go through it in a couple hours if you're a fast reader. There's only 100 pages of text, roughly, mostly pictures and diagrams. And you won't be able to claim that you didn't learn something. That's how much knowledge I put into that book. And I've got things in that book the extraterrestrials don't even friggin' know. That's right, including the ones, the Galactic Federation, that's helping us. So anyhow, let me continue. This story's in the book too, but just to remind everybody, I presented my evidence to somebody else who's clairvoyant and told the story of what I had discovered with the pyramid. By making a cardboard pyramid and putting a banana under it, and it wasn't going rotten. And then that person revealed to me an even more impressive story, that she was given a gold pyramid to put an app and told to put a fresh apple underneath it, and told not to touch that pyramid for 2 years. And when she did, 2 years later, picked up that gold pyramid, you know, it was hollow inside. It was just a, you know, a gold frame pyramid, but the sides were covered in gold too, so you couldn't see what was happening inside. But it was completely hollow underneath. When she picks up that gold pyramid, the apple is as perfectly fresh as it was 2 years ago. More, you know, real-life proof that pyramids attract energies. And, of course, gold accentuates things and holds things in place longer. Yeah, certain materials make the pyramid more effective. And I had no reason to disbelieve her. So, in fact, this woman was for real. I mean, the only person in my life I ever met, she said, we're sitting across from each other, and she says, I can see the beam of white light coming out of your head that goes directly to God, out of the top of my head. You know? And she was the only person that ever said that. Do I have any reason to doubt her? Of course not. But yeah, that's so much for the importance of pyramids. And so when you get those stories and correlate them together, hey, and the name of the show is Connect the Dots, you should have no problem believing they use of those three almost identical buildings downtown Manhattan. One had the pyramid, one had the step pyramid, and the other had the half a dome. They used those buildings gathering energy from the universe, and they could have projected energies into them to make those shapes more powerful, and they redirected it at the buildings to pulverize the materials as they were bringing down the building. And the explosives helped in bringing the building straight down. But that's the part of 9/11 that nobody ever talks about. Hey, prove me wrong. But, you know, the deep state, the bad guys, they have those technologies, and they keep it to themselves. But a new day is coming. There's a new world. Change in our reality, and it's coming. Has to happen before July of 2025. And, if you're following the Star Seeds on Twitter, like I do, there's a lot of information coming out that those who have connections to the Galactic Federation are becoming aware that new energies are being sent into our Mother Earth. Remember, December of last year, the global meditation achieved the requirement to start things setting in motion. So that's been going on for 9 months now, and now things, the good side is starting to gain some leverage, and the dark side is losing the battle very quickly now. And of course, some people associate that with the queen being taken off the board. Off the chessboard, if we look at planet Earth as a chessboard. And I do, personally, you know, there's always moves being played. And as some people have said, that the Queen of England was, her family bloodline is of reptilian origin. And some famous people have actually said that she herself is a reptilian overlaid with human skin. I don't know if I can totally agree with that, but she certainly is connected with the bloodline of reptilians, royal family, and they're not really good people. The proof that they're not any, the queen has her dark side. She was actually promoting the vaccines, you know, the fake vaccines when they were putting them out there, the toxic poison. Substances that they were tricking the whole human race into allowing to put in their bodies, another dirty trick out there by the dark side. But she was in going along with the program, that New World Order program, and wrongfully influencing the people she's supposed to represent in the United Kingdom to go get the vaccine. So she was playing along with that false scenario, that deceptive scenario. So she has definitely has her dark side to play along with that, even though if you look on the regular news and stuff, or even on Twitter, they have a lot of people that have admiration for her, and they tell stories about the good things she's done. And of course, I found out personally in my life, people that have bad reputations and are known for doing a lot of bad things, they're able, even bad people are able to do good things. Something to think about. Not too many people are 100% pure good or 100% pure bad. Even bad people can do good things. Yeah, how about that? So you got to pay attention to what's going on. You can't use the wide brush paint brush on people and say all those people are bad. Well, maybe most of them are, but that still leaves the opportunity for few of them to be good. You know, that's the problem with racism. When you're so anti with the whole group, you're the racist, you know? I mean, if there's a group that has a lot of bad about it, still people from that same group, there's a lot of good people there too. I mean, who are guilty of being racist today? Let's face it. A lot of black people are racist. They want to turn the table on the white people. Yeah, we'll show you how. What it is to be racist, we'll be racist just like you. You know, and groups like Antifa, Black Lives Matter, yeah, they're racist groups. They just hate white people. And then there's the Native American Indians. They're racist, too. Sure, they got their land stolen from them. They got a lot of shitty deals from the New World Order of that day that came over from Europe. And they have a lot of they're still holding on to a lot of anger, and they still... A lot of them, they're anti-white, you know. So there's a percentage of racists there. And I'm sure if we look, we can find other groups that are racist. But so much for that. And you got to judge people on an individual basis. It's just common sense. When we try to use that wide paint brush to paint a large group of people as all the same, well, I guess we can do that with the politicians. You know, take the American government. 99% of them are definitely no effing good. They're crooks. They're criminals. New World Order puppets. Deceivers, liars, bribe takers. No gooders. Lazy do-nothing so-and-sos that just get elected to have the door open for the corporations to come in and bribe them so they can, and that's the only interest they have in legislation, really. You know, occasionally, once in a while, they try to come up with something to make believe they're doing something good, and occasionally they do, but the whole lot of them, we can use that wide paintbrush when it comes to politicians. Evil. I had the same problem over in the UK there, because I follow a lot what goes on with their politics. Same problem there. Most of the people in their parliament, I think it's over 600 people in the parliament, whatever. It doesn't matter. We get the general idea. And most of them are just, you know, New World Order puppets, bribe takers. And what can I say? If you watch the thing about the Prince Charles, the most interesting part was we got to see inside the room of royalty, for royalty only, that regular people never gotten to see. And you can rest assured all the gold trim on the walls and the chairs and everything, it's real, you know. Rich, New World Order families love to shine their, you know, in our faces, all their wealth. You know, since the Queen died, there were some interesting photos. They're reviewing her whole life. They went back to her coronation back in 1953 as she's riding in the solid gold stagecoach driven by horses. You know, back... back before automobiles were invented, stage coaches were the mode of transportation pulled by horses. And there is a picture in 1953 of Queen Elizabeth II, young Queen Elizabeth II, riding in a solid gold, huge solid gold stagecoach, we could call it. Solid gold royal coach, excuse me. And I mean, it looked so much gold, it's probably worth in the billions if you melted it down by the price of gold today. I mean, that's extreme wealth. It's probably the only solid gold coach in the whole world. But it gives you the idea of difference between royalty and peasants. That's interesting to see. I'm sure if you turn on the boob tube, even tomorrow, you'll still see it. But, well, of course, we're going to see some pictures of the buildings, the 9/11 buildings being taken down. And if you were on mainstream TV, you'll probably hear the official story, you know, which is nothing but a bag of lies. And just let me remind everybody, some of the obvious evidence that came out when investigated by private individuals turns out and proves that the United Kingdom is a New World Order puppet country. The government is, that is, that the UK government announced the event of the building is being taken down 7 hours before it happened. Well, how could they possibly do that unless they knew that it was going to happen? You know. And how much more proof do you need than that about a conspiracy? And then, of course, you know, after the fact, how about all the cartoon shows that came out of the buildings being burnt down and struck by planes and all stuff like that? An amazing amount of cartoons. And it was even a movie or two. I talk about this in my book, Connected Dots Theory. Again, you ought to buy it. If you're listening to my voice, probably one of the most important educational things you can do for yourself is go out and buy that book. I mean, it sells from $5 to $7 as an ebook. You know, usual places, Amazon, blah, blah, blah. You get the real book at Barnes & Noble. But it'll make you a smarter person, you know? I mean, I'll personally give you that little bit of money back, the $5 or $7, if you can buy that book and honestly call me up the following week on my show and explain to me how you didn't learn anything and how you knew about everything that's mentioned in my book. And, of course, you're going to end up with egg on your face because I'll ask you key questions related to what you claim, all this stuff you claim you know, and you quickly won't be able to answer. So I know there's nobody going to be calling up and saying they didn't learn something. So smartest thing you do, you want to make yourself a smarter person, get a copy of Connect the Dots Theory. It will make you a smarter person. It'll give you information and pictures of things you're not going to get anywhere else on the face of this planet. You know, even the Galactic Federation, you people should beam down and get yourself a copy. Or maybe you can just steal a copy with your teleportation equipment. But you have people on the Earth here. Have them instruct them to go buy a copy and send it up to you. And then maybe you'll have a reason to call into this show, please. Don't tell me that you can't figure out how to call in the show without identifying where you are. So what am I to think, you know? I'm still trying to get a direct connection with these people. They're missing out on so much opportunity. Sure, things are starting to pick up now and move faster. I hear the sunspots, big sunspots, are bringing new forms of light into our world. The vibrations are increasing. plenty of pictures on the internet. And when I say the internet, I'm talking about Twitter. You know, if you're a Bo on Twitter, people should join Twitter to get an education. Over time, when you start following the people that have the important intel, you'll be making yourself a smarter person also. And you'll understand there's a difference between the internet and Twitter. And when you go on to the your page at Twitter, when you become a member, which is really easy to do, the over on the home, on your home page, over on the right, there'll be they'll list five main issues that they want the New World Order wants you to pay attention to. Sometimes it's worth looking at them. In fact, the live they had the live hookup for the inauguration of Prince Charles and the death of his mother on one of the things. So I'll click onto that and watch it for a while. And you might too. But those five stories over on the right corner of your Twitter page, that's the internet. If you just go on the internet, that's all you're going to get, what they want you to get. You want to find out the information that they don't want you to get, join Twitter and learn, look to follow the star seeds, and you'll see. And there's plenty of other independent people like myself that put things out there now and then, and you'll start getting an education. And if you're not on Twitter and you want to find out what the Galactic Federation is, you keep hearing me talk about this, you might believe, nah, it's make-believe. Well, you know, make your own judgment on it, but you ought to write this down so you don't forget. And you can just Google this in on the regular Google bar. 2012 portal.blogspot.com, and that'll take you to the representation of the Galactic Federation that reveals information to the general public. And quite often they say we can't reveal any more at this point for security reasons, and you can understand that they're in direct battle with the dark forces, and they don't want to reveal some of their strategies. Sure, that's smart. But that's it. Go to that, Google that in, and go there, and then read all the stuff. I mean, if you're a newcomer to that, you'll be reading the articles and other things posted from the last 4 or 5 years or whatever. It goes back pretty far, I think. And you'll gain an understanding of what's been going on, what is going on, and what will go on, like the upcoming event. That will be when the good ETs land, you know, their vehicles on planet Earth. And it'll be just like a science fiction movie. Then there's plenty of them out there where the aliens take over all the airways, the news, all the broadcasting stations on Earth, and they go, "People of Earth, we're here to take you over." Except they're not coming to take us over. They're coming to, they're going to be now seeing, "People of Earth, we're going to land our ships on your planet tomorrow." And that's how it's going to play out, just like in a science fiction movie. And you can be a doubter until that point, and then you won't have no way of denying it. But there's things happening right now if you're paying attention. Smart things to do in the meantime, you know, practice your breathing. Breathing is important to help open your chakras. And walking barefoot on Mother Earth will help ground you to Mother Earth. You need to connect to our mother, Mother Earth. She's the mother of all life forms on our planet. And you want to be in connection with that. You probably ignored her most of your life, but it's time for a change, and the time to change is now. And if you want to pretend she doesn't exist, you will be removed from this planet. It's coming down to that. Those are important things to do. Breathing, learn them. Right now, I've said it before, there's a lot happening behind the scenes that you can't see, but the Starseeds and others out on Twitter are telling you about it and telling you about that every one of our bodies are being worked on while we sleep. Those who have in their possession the higher technology to do good things with that higher technology are doing it now. They're working on our bodies. They're as one individual at a time, so there's a lot of work ahead of them with 8 billion people. And I don't know how many of them are actually working on it, but they've got a lot of work ahead of them, and they work on us when we sleep. They have ways of accessing into our body with their high-tech equipment, and they know what to do. They know what makes a human tick. They know when your chakras are not turned on, and they can turn them on if it's your night for them to work on. And once you have all your chakras turned on, you will be able to communicate with your higher self. You know, the door will be open completely. And why can't most of us communicate with our higher self? Because our chakras aren't fully open. Most of them are dormant. And that's, of course, the dark side did that hundreds of thousands of years ago. And that's why people are walking around like dummies, you know. We're easier to control when we're less connected with the universe, and that was the whole plan to begin with. And all kinds of other bad things have been done to the human race. So when we incarnate, if you're not familiar with the term, you know, it's a more informative term as to being just born. You know, it's fully known how it works. It's been explained in books before, and it still gets explained on Twitter. Yeah, another reason to join Twitter, how the birth process opens. You know, when I first heard it back at the end of the last century, I was reading about it in books from the Pleiadians that we choose our parents. My first notion was like, are you crazy? How could that possibly be? But the more times you hear it, the more little innuendos that are put in, little bits of information, the more it sounds realistic. You see, we're really all souls, spirit beings of a higher and almost angelic order, if not higher, before we become born into this world. And if you can believe that, we choose our parents for our personal reasons of how we want to be born into this world and what physical attributes we want to capture from our parents or other things that get passed on from a certain lineage, family lineage. We pick our parents, and we are eventually born. But unfortunately, the dark side, there's a toll to pay, because the dark side has been controlling our world for hundreds of thousands of years, if not longer. And they set up a toll collection roadblock. And you don't pay this with money. You pay with an agreement that you're going to have your memory wiped clean before you go into the womb. Your consciousness enters into the womb of the mother you chose. And that's been the procedure for a long, long time. That's why none of us know who we really are. We think that we just came out of our mother, and we gain consciousness at that point. But it doesn't work that way. And the real truth will be told. It's going to be told in the next couple of years, well, once the event happens, and the event has to happen before July 2025. If you understand celestial movement, the big wheels of the universe, and that's when the Earth is going to be no longer 3D, as we call it. It'll become 5D, and only 5D people will be traveling with the Earth. The rest will be taken off and sent wherever it's determined they should be sent. And that's, you know, that's even an enactment of prophecy in the Bible. You know, if you know the Bible, there's the four Gospels of the information, the Gospel preached by Jesus. And in the four Gospels there, one of the teachings of Jesus was, there'll be two in the field and one will be taken. Well, that reality, that splitting up of humanity is going to happen, and it's going to happen before July 2025. Whether it happens at the event when the Galactic Federation or Confederation lands, I'd still like some intake on that. Hey, it's calling radio show. Anybody know for sure what it is? Because I hear both those terms being used. You know, is one the real name? Is it the Galactic Federation or the Galactic Confederation? And the other is a decoy, a false flag confederation. You know, maybe they both mean the same thing, but it would be nice for have somebody else give their opinion or knowledge and say, yeah, I know for sure it's the Galactic Confederation, or it's the Galactic Federation for sure, or somebody, you know, can confirm both terms are used. You know, like an example, like male. Man, you know, they can both be right in using them. And that is what I have to say regarding that. So I'm looking forward to this. I can't wait till it happens. But in the meantime, we're supposed to be anchoring light, more light. We can do this by using our intentions, our thought intentions, and using our physical bodies as a conduit for the light to enter through the top of our heads and down out our root chakra into Mother Earth. Because the stronger the connection, the faster the Earth can vibrate, and we can strengthen that connection by using our mental thoughts and our bodies. And I believe I've explained this before, but it's important for people to understand. The universe is set up. We're in this universe. It's the local universe. There are many, actually, an infinite amount of universes out there, and they're all within the big ultimate universe, but we're in the local universe, and that's all we need to think about, because that's what directly affects our reality. And our local universe, it's set up, and it might be the same in all the other ones too, the universe is set up to respond to thoughts. There's some old ancient sayings, all energy follows thought. Well, that's right. The universe is a living organism that is set up to respond to thoughts. So when you think something, you're causing something in the universe to respond to what you're thinking. And that's understanding that concept. We've been told by the starseeds who represent the good guys, the good ETs out there, for us to participate in bringing more light into our Mother Earth, we are to focus our thoughts. You've got to close your eyes kind of and envision that there is a living central sun in the center of the universe. And that inside that living central sun, there is consciousness. And the central sun of our universe has been made aware that it's coming time for ascension of planet Earth. And he, she has sent forth the cosmic central sun of our universe, has sent forth light, the purest white light you could imagine. It is sent forth from the center of our universe to the central suns in all the galaxies, and then resent into our solar system and to our sun. And right now, our solar system is holding on to a lot of light, pure light from the cosmic central sun at the center of our universe. And all cosmic central suns at center of universes are in service to the source of all that is, personally known as the Heavenly Father, generally known as God, and sometimes referred to as Source for those who don't want to be personal about it. It's interesting to notice that the Galactic Federation, the 52 star nations, refer to God as Source. It's an impersonal reference, but you know, those of us who understand that it's God, okay, they're entitled, if they want to refer to God in an impersonal way, but the Lord Jesus Christ taught us that we can refer to God personally by thinking of him as the Heavenly Father, the Father of all that is, to make it personal. You know, just like when we think of in our sector of the universe, all power has been given by the Heavenly Father, the single source of all that is, to the Lord Jesus Christ, who's also known as Michael. He's one of the Michaels, their creator sons. On earth, we know him as the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you really want to know who Jesus is, you got to search for the fifth apocryphal revelation. The Bible tells you a lot of important things, but the biggest problem with the Bible, it was written by men. And three of them, I think his disciples and a Syrian at the time, formed the Gospels. Those who had personal meetings with Jesus of Nazareth, the man. And they were of primitive thinking. And so if you take the time to read them, you'll take notice that Jesus, many times he calls them dumb. In a nice way, are you so dull? Why don't you understand what I'm trying to tell you? They weren't that great at comprehending all this great information that he was giving to them. And probably the only physical man that ever walked the face of the earth that said, everything I teach you in this gospel I'm giving you is given to me by the single source of all there is, whom I am in direct connection with, God, yeah, the Heavenly Father. And so if there's always that term used, the word of God. Well, so the only thing we really can say is the word of God here on earth is what Jesus spoke to us when he went out preaching the gospel. The gospel was invented by the Heavenly Father and was given to his creator's son. It's not the only one. That term, only begotten son, it's a title. You know, because they don't, you know, primitive people don't understand that. That's what I said. You want to know the whole truth? That how it all connects? Hey, this is Connect the Dots Theory. So you have to search for the fifth apocryphal revelation. Seek and you will find it. And then you'll get it all explained, how it works. Even the Galactic Federation doesn't understand how it all works. How do I know that? Because I've been following them for 4 years. I haven't met with them personally, but it'll be interesting to find out how much they actually do know about how everything. But, of course, they have scientific knowledge far beyond the capabilities of anyone on Earth or beyond even that of the dark side. Though the dark side, they have some, they have a whole team of superiorly intelligent mad scientists. Unfortunately, they're mad scientists working for the New World Order. And they have some dirty tricks up their sleeves and stuff like that. But it's good to know that the Galactic Federation has more knowledge than they do. When this chess game is finally getting played out, we are guaranteed victory. And that's why December of last year was important to a certain amount of people. Actually, you know, had to get over 144,000 people participating and meditating at the same point in time, so to focus all those similar thoughts to make the connection to set things in motion. You know, it's the required amount of effort needed to get something going into motion. And it's an infinitesimal small amount compared to the amount of people on the Earth. You know, 144,000 people compared to 8 billion people. Well, it's a small amount. But still, it was a struggle to get to that, and we overcame it, and we got the thing, set the wheel in motion. And we're headed to victory of the light. You know, and it's going to gain more momentum like a snowball going down a hill and getting into a real large snowball. And then it's all going to end up with the event. It's going to happen. You know, I'm sold on it. You know, I didn't take the bait right away, but eventually I realized that it wasn't big. This was the truth being revealed. I just needed to get some more details regarding it to convince myself, yeah, this is going to happen. And there are things happening already that are visual. Again, if you go on Twitter, there's plenty of people posting these multicolored clouds, rainbow clouds they're being called, that are not normal clouds. And it has to do with the more energy and frequencies coming into the Earth as the veil is being taken down. You know, Earth has been a quarantined planet for a long time. It's not the only quarantine. Actually, we're a double quarantined planet. But again, you won't understand that statement unless you research the fifth apocryphal revelation. But it's been double whammy for us here on Earth. And the veils are being taken down. The energy fences around the Earth are being taken down. And eventually we are going to be face-to-face with the rest of the universe and in direct communication. And we will be in communication with our higher self, and we will be able to choose what we want to do, how we want to live out our future. And then we'll have access also to the med beds and the replicators, all these goodies. It'll be like Santa Claus when the event happens and the Galactic Federation lands their countless ships on Mother Earth. They haven't told us how many they're going to land. We'll have to wait and see. And they're going to be passing out the goodies. It's going to be like Santa Claus lands on Earth, and he has nothing but all the toys we ever wanted for us. That's how it's going to play out. Maybe that's the whole purpose of the Santa Claus story, to get us ready that there's going to be an upcoming day, has to happen before July of 2025, in which Santa Claus or somebody similar, or groups similar to Santa Claus, are going to come with all the presents that we've always wanted. How do they know what we want? They can read our minds. But that might be the whole purpose of the Santa Claus story, to get us ready for the real Santa Claus, which will be the Galactic Federation landing. Yeah, you know, they're making, here's some info I picked up on Twitter. They were they've been making claims that they have billions, not millions, billions of galactic federation ships floating about, hovering in our solar system, just watching and waiting for the final moment. So how many are going to land on Earth? We'll have to wait and see. I don't think they'll land. They need to land a billion, but whatever, they're going to be circling the Earth, and they'll be beaming people up and beaming down things. It'll be kind of like a Star Trek-y situation, except much better and spiritually in tune with the creator of all that there is, personally known as the Heavenly Father. It's a day I'm looking forward to, and I think it'll be a good day for all of us. But meanwhile, we need to spread our light, you know, be kind to people, do good deeds when you get a chance, when you got nothing to do, take a walk in the woods and do the breathing exercise and envision connecting with the light from the center of the universe and envision it coming down into the top of your head and going down into Mother Earth. And the more of us that do that, the faster the Earth will increase its frequencies and it'll push the event faster. When the Earth's frequencies could increase faster, the bad guys couldn't stay here. They would, I don't know exactly how it would work, but they just couldn't stay here. Because darkness cannot exist in high frequencies. So, put on a smiling face. That'll increase your frequencies. Be kind to people. Smile at them. Have love in your heart. Remember, when you project your thoughts, the universe responds. So you don't want to project anything nasty because the universe is non-judgmental. It'll accentuate those frequencies. That's why you want to project good things. My grandmother used to teach me when I was a kid growing up. She used to say to my grandfather, say only good things. Now I fully understand. We're coming down to the near end of the show. I make pennies a month off my music. I got two albums out there, but I don't have a band and I'm not playing that. That's how you make money in the music business. It's hard to get a band together, people reliable, and I don't have any connections in the music industry or anything like that, but I have two great albums out there, American Party Songs and Songs Better Than Dylan, put out there by CD Baby, and CD Baby puts them out there on YouTube for me. You're not allowed to have a video attached to them, so when you find the albums, American Party Songs by Tom Edison, that's who I am, don't let the computer confuse you with Thomas Edison. That's the inventor. Has nothing to do with me. It's not in my family. I'm not part of that wealthy part of the family. No. It's Tom Edison. T-O-M. That's right. My name is Tom. It's not Thomas. So, American Party Songs by Tom Edison, or Songs Better Than Dylan by Tom Edison. And you can listen to all the music free, and then if you have it in your heart and soul to purchase one of the tunes that you like for 99 cents, it would be appreciated. CD Baby will give me 90 cents of that 99 cents. I need to get beyond the pennies because most people are, we're cheap, let's face it. We want everything for free, and we don't want to support anybody with money. It's the kind of world we are, kind of people we are. Don't want to say bunch of cheapskates because that's how sometimes you have to be in this crazy world. But please don't be that way with me. Give me the support I deserve because I've got great songs out there. Songs that'll make you get up and dance, songs that'll make you feel good, and songs with spiritual messages to them. As my show's coming to an end, I end with the One of the songs from American party songs, Are You the Party in Kind? They have the lead guitar solo at the end, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, and that's the first song on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Tell your friends, tune in next week. And, Mr. Engineer, time to take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here. My stand without being made clear to the world, my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being